Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has asked the Justice Department for clarification on a recent court case that's halted development in Alaska's offshore waters. Last month, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Bush administration did not conduct sufficient scientific and environmental analysis before holding oil and gas lease sales on the Outer Continental Shelf. Now the Interior Secretary is weighing in on how he hopes to move forward. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Secretary Salazar asked the Justice Department today not to vacate lease sales that have already gone forward in Alaska's offshore waters. Last month's court decision canceled the Minerals Management Service's entire current five-year offshore development plan 2 years after lease sales began. It affects the Beaufort, Bering, and Chukchi Seas. Seven lease sales have already been completed, resulting in $10 billion in bonus bids for the government. Minerals Management Service spokesman Nicholas Pardee says Secretary Salazar is interpreting the court decision to mean he does not have to stop operations in Alaska.
The Minerals Management Service will continue to make decisions approving offshore exploration plans for existing leases issued under the current five-year program. But companies will be permitted to conduct ancillary activities but not engage in exploration on leases issued under the current five-year program.
That does not sit well with the groups that file the legal challenge. Peter Van Tine represents the native village of Point Hope and two environmental groups. He disagrees with Salazar's decision to move forward.
And that's a mistake in our view, and we'll certainly be expressing that to the court in the due course of the case here. And the reason it's a mistake is because in the Chukchi Sea, the sale 193 was one that was rushed through by the Bush administration to try and get those leases into industry's hands very quickly and before it left office.
The appeals court said the Interior Department did not do an adequate assessment of the impacts lease sales may have on marine mammals and the environment. So Secretary Salazar is also asking the court for clarification on how exactly to do a better environmental analysis. MMS spokesman Nicholas Pardee says the agency plans to move forward.
Looking to conduct sufficient scientific environmental analysis, looking to find information, more information about what they're expecting us to do for the future. So just looking for further clarification.
Attorney Peter Van Tine says he hopes a serious environmental assessment will lead Salazar to decide against pursuing lease sales. Van Tine says Salazar has pledged to make science his guide, and Van Tine thinks that bodes well for his client's cause.
He's come to Alaska and he's spoken to the native communities and the public in general, as well as the oil industry, and he's emphasized how important science is to him, and we think an objective look at the science on a level playing ground, though, will lead him to a far more informed decision than the Bush administration made.
The village of Point Hope and the environmental groups are concerned about the effect development will have on bowhead whales and other subsistence marine mammals. They also say there's not proven technology to clean up oil spills in icy water. In the past week, Alaska's congressional delegation sent letters to Secretary Salazar urging him to look for clarification on the court's ruling. The delegation wanted Salazar to push for the court's finding to not be retroactive, and he agreed with them. They also urged him to move forward on a new environmental analysis so lease sales could continue, and the secretary is doing just that. Senator Mark Begich's spokeswoman, Julie Haskett, says the senator wants to find out what the court needs to know in order to get the lease sales moving again.
There has been a significant amount of time and money invested in the OCS program in Alaska. This is part of the energy future of our state and our country, and we just didn't want this to linger out there to a point where the companies involved just can't make it a go anymore.
The American Petroleum Institute, which is the nation's largest organization representing the oil and gas industry, is seeking a rehearing of the appellate court decision on the offshore drilling plan. It's also asking the court not to vacate past lease sales. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.